In the final days of the presidential campaign, the candidates have spent hundreds of hours and literally millions of dollars making their pitch to voters across the country. But not all of the issues are getting the same attention. This campaign season, we've presented a variety of perspectives on topics that may have been overshadowed by discussions of the economy and character and bridges to the next century. Today, we have two final commentaries. The first, from Walter Olson.
The candidates this year are avoiding just about every issue except that safest of all issues, what's best for America's children. Just once, I wish they'd give a whole speech to and for and about grown-ups. You know what I mean. They want to bring peace to Bosnia or keep poison out of our drinking water for the sake of the kids, not because they'd think of doing those things otherwise. The left has its Children's Defense Fund, the right has its Family Research Council. Choose to disagree with them about welfare or taxes, and you may not care enough about little Christopher and Samantha. It bothers me when every issue becomes a child protection issue. One reason is that protecting kids makes the perfect excuse for taking away everyone's freedom. Why did Congress move to censor the internet? Why did Janet Reno send in the tanks at Waco? Why did the California Attorney General bust the club that helped cancer patients buy cannabis for their chemotherapy? Why do we suspend a six-year-old for giving his classmate a peck on the cheek? Or a junior high student for giving her friend a My Doll? Same reason, every time. Notice that the kids themselves are often the ones whose freedoms we take away. Many cities have now passed curfews requiring children to be off the street by 10 or 11. That may keep some kids out of trouble, at the expense of others who have legitimate reasons to go out. I remember being awfully dubious about that kind of protection, quote-unquote, when I was a kid. I was happy to listen to my mother about how late I should stay out, or whether it was okay to ride a bike without a helmet. She had good advice. After all, she was my mom. Now we have Elizabeth Dole, who spent her time as transportation secretary getting states to raise their drinking age to 21. In fact, she once suggested that it be raised to 24. Hillary Clinton talks much the same way these days, even though she made her career on the idea of children's rights. Bill Clinton thinks the worst danger kids face today is seeing a Joe Camel ad. Here's what he proposes to do about it. Magazines will have to stop running regular cigarette ads if they have too many teenage readers. And for that to work, many magazines are going to have to start reporting their demographics to the government. In fact, one Clinton official has even suggested it's not enough for the government to know who a magazine is addressed to. They want to know who actually reads it. Just what we need, Big Brother collecting data on who's reading what. It calls to mind the line from a Joan Crawford movie, "I'd do anything for those kids. You hear me? Anything." And you know how Joan turned out in real life. Mommy dearest. People who run for office have always sentimentalized kids as if they were Hummel figurines. They're not going to stop now, because that's the kind of talk that wins votes. But I wish some candidate would also talk about leaving a world for our children that's not just a little safer, but a little more free.
Walter Olson is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute.